This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And truly we thank God for the scripture, "Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall ye prosper." And we're prospering here over at 425 Laconia Boulevard because we believe God's word and we bring forth fruits of righteousness, what God is requiring. And now I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste, to our Elder Miles and Phillips, evangelists, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you today. Glad for our anointed that's gone on, those that kept God's commandments, those that live holy. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets, in the apostles' doctrine. We're going to talk about seeking God today. We've heard many times about what it means to seek God. We're going to hear a little bit more today. Before we get into that thought, we're going to sing about the firstborn. Because truly, when you've been born again, you are a child of the firstborn. Choir, firstborn.
Redeemed from among men, following the Lamb, whereso he goeth. These are they, not defiled with the world, for they are virgins. The first fruits to God, and in their mouth find no guile, for they are perfect.
Keeping God's commandments.
beautiful. Thank God for our brother Richard leading that number. Our musicians are right on track. We're not the LA's Philharmonic, but we did play and sing in the spirit. Isn't that beautiful? And we hope you enjoyed that number. Thank God. Deacon Debbie, what is our announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now, the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. And we trust you are enjoying these broadcasts wherever you might be hearing them, especially there in Alabama, which is the home of my parents, which are going on. If you enjoy these broadcasts, contact us, call us, write us, let us know that you're enjoying the Word of God. We're bringing to you nothing but the truth. And we're going to bring to you what's written, and we're going to rightly divide what we bring. Now, to understand anything that I might say, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus believed the same thing. He came and lived according to what was written. And what was written was he himself, the word. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to 2 Chronicles 15 and 1. But first, we're going to start in St. John 1 and 45. That's where I want to begin because I want to make a point. So many hear this broadcast and say, excuse me, I already know the Lord. You're talking to me as if like I have to find him. I already know the Lord.
All right.
Well, that's not what the scripture is saying if you're not keeping God's commandments. Mm-hmm. If you don't keep God's commandments, you don't know the Lord.
Right.
And I'm only going to bring to you what's written and not what I dream up or surmise without backup in scripture.
Mm-hmm.
St. John 1 and 45 says what?
Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write.
Now, if you don't, if you haven't found Jesus in the law or in the prophets, you haven't found him.
Right.
What I found in the scripture, in the law and in the prophets, the prophecy was he was going to be born of a virgin. We found that he was.
Mm-hmm.
The prophecy also says he's going to be cut off in the midst of the week.
Yes, Lord.
But most of the churchgoers say he was destroyed or cut off on Good Friday, the day before the Sabbath, which is the seventh day. So you're wrong.
Right.
I cannot find in the scriptures where he was cut off on the sixth day, which we call Friday.
Right.
It was the midst of the week. It was the middle of the week. It was the fourth day in whatever dispensation you would have named.
Yes,
you can go back to Adam. It's the same thing.
Beautiful.
It wasn't Friday. It wasn't the sixth day. It was the fourth day.
All right.
So that's wrong. But we found him in whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write. What?
Jesus of Nazareth.
Jesus of, we found Jesus.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
All right.
They were seeking him. And we know that salvation is of the Jews. But even though salvation is of the Jews, they were looking for him.
Yes.
And they found him.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, let's go to the fifth chapter, 5, St. John 5 and 39.
Yes, Pastor.
I'm going to give you what the Lord said, his own words.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that I know the Lord. I've been born again, all these kind of sayings.
All right, Pastor.
And it's not according to what's written.
Go ahead, Pastor.
What's written is not B-O-N-E-D, boned again. It's born again. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
St. John 5:39 says what?
Search the scriptures.
Search the scriptures.
For in them what? Ye think ye have eternal
now,
life.
In them ye think ye have eternal life. What? Mm-hmm.
And they are they which testify of me.
Now it's testifying of the word, which is who Jesus is. Mm-hmm. And I believe the Lord said, there's none good but one, but if you will enter into life, keep the commandments. So if you're keeping the commandments, you've entered into abiding in Jesus, abiding in his word. That's according to the prophet Jesus. That's what he said.
Yes.
Search the scriptures. In them you think you have
eternal life.
Eternal life, what?
And they are they which testify of me.
Now what does the 42nd verse say?
42nd, yes. But I know you, that ye have not the love of God in
you. Now this is what I'm not saying this. Jesus was talking to his own people, the churchgoers. I know you.
Yes.
That ye have not the love of God in you. What?
I am come in my Father's name.
I'm come in my Father's name. Mm-hmm. His name is the Word.
Yes.
That beautiful. I've come in my Father's name. What?
And ye receive me not.
Ye receive me not. That's what I'm coming in today. Right. I'm coming in the name of Jesus. I'm coming in the Word.
Yes, you are. Yes.
How many are receiving me? If you are, I said, I'm receiving you, Pastor. Contact us. Let us know. If you don't, it's all right, because the Word is not going out void.
Right.
It's going to accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish. None of you receive me. What?
Mm-hmm. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive.
Now you receive Dracula, the certain, this crystal, what all these different right, cathedrals, Pastor. You receive
go
them.
Ahead. Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
They come on Sunday. That's not scripture. Because the scripture says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It didn't say the first day of the week.
Right.
It says the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the Lord said, I am Lord of the Sabbath.
Right.
Not the first day of the week. So they come in the first day of the week. That's in somebody else's name.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody made this up in 321 A.D.
Yes.
That he rose on the first day of the week. And we're going to observe Sunday as the day of worship, not as the Jews, the Sabbath. Right. Well, we are Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Lord said through Paul, he is a Jew that has been circumcised in heart, in spirit, and not that of the letter in the flesh.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
How can ye believe which receive honor one of another?
How can you believe all you're thinking about is the honor and the recognition you're going to get from grandma, grandpa, relatives, friends down the street, down the road, over in Tuskegee, in Union Springs, wherever you might be.
All right, Pastor.
You want to make sure they're happy.
Yeah.
What about pleasing God? What makes God happy? Let's receive the honor that comes from God only. What?
Right. And seek not the honor that cometh from God.
Well, that's
only
what we're seeking, the honor that comes from God. That's
all
what
right.
You do to seek God.
Beautiful.
To seek him, worry about what pleases God. Mm-hmm. What?
Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father.
What?
There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust.
Now, which one of you out there to hear my voice, don't trust that Moses made it into the kingdom? Because the scripture says in Hebrews, Moses was faithful in all his house.
Right.
All his house.
All his house.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So we know Moses made it.
All right, go ahead, Pastor.
He didn't go into the natural Canaan land, but he's there.
Yes.
He's in the kingdom. He was on Mount Transfiguration.
Yes.
Moses and Elijah.
Right.
With the Lord. Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful, Pastor. Yes. For had ye believed
Moses, what?
Ye would have believed me.
So wait a minute. I believe all of Moses' writings. Moses is the one that told us he was going to come like unto Moses.
Yes.
Moses was the lawgiver, and
right.
So was the Lord.
Right.
That's why the Lord said, think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. Mm-hmm. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill.
Yes.
And as he is, so are we in this world. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
For he wrote of me.
Wait a minute. He wrote of the Lord.
Right.
When he wrote the word, he's writing of the Lord.
Yes.
What?
But if ye believe not his writing.
So if you don't believe Moses is writing, you're going to say the law is done away with? What?
How shall ye believe my words?
How are you going to believe the Lord's words?
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
so
right.
I believe the Lord.
Right.
Well, again, the Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Is that what Moses brought?
Yes.
The commandments of God?
Yes.
Let's go to 2 Chronicles 15:1.
All right.
Elder Batiste opened up with this. She didn't know my thought, but it was all about the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
and believing what the prophets were speaking.
Yes.
Because the prophets spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Right.
And they were speaking what thus saith the Lord. Mm-hmm. 15:1 says what?
And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of
Oded. Well, wait a minute. The Holy Ghost came upon him.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit, same thing. It was in him and it came upon him. It moved him.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
And he went out to meet Asa.
What?
And said unto him, hear ye me, Asa.
Hear me, Asa. Hear me, King. So it don't matter mm-hmm. what your position is.
Right.
When the Spirit of God is going forth, you must come subject or face the consequences.
Yes.
Hear me, Asa. What?
And all Judah.
All churchgoers. What?
And Benjamin. The Lord is with you.
Lord is with you.
While ye be with him.
While you be with him. Mm-hmm. What?
And if ye seek him, he will be found of you.
If you seek him,
mm-hmm.
you're going to find him. Now the Lord made it very clear. Many will seek and shall not be mm-hmm. able. What are they not able to do? Pay the price mm-hmm. of finding the Lord. They're not preparing themselves to find the Lord. They won't make the sacrifices to find the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, he will be found of you if you seek him. He will be found of you, but what?
But if ye forsake
him. If you forsake him.
He will forsake you.
What?
Now for a long season, Israel hath been without the true God.
Now wait a minute. That's why the Lord told Peter, it's not for you to know the times or the season. I don't know what season this is for Alabama and for all you to hear my voice. But evidently, you haven't heard, if you're hearing my voice, what the Lord is saying to the churches.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your time. This is the season.
Right.
Knowledge has come. Light has come. And if you were saying, well, Pastor, I'm keeping God's commandments, let me know. We want a fellowship.
All right.
We want to come and visit you. We want to get together.
Right.
But I don't find any that's keeping God's commandments. But we here at 425 Laconia Boulevard.
Yes.
Read.
And without a teaching priest and without law.
So Israel is without the true God.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't have a teaching priest, when you're without law,
right.
and when you are without the true God,
mm-hmm.
you have to have these to have the true God, to have God.
Yes.
And there's seasons for it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But what?
But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel.
What?
And sought him, he was found of them.
So you can find him. It depends on your desire.
Yes. Beautiful.
What?
And in those times, there was no peace to him.
Now, wait a minute. If you're a church goer and you say the Lord is your shepherd, you should have peace.
All right.
But I understand great peace have they that love God's law.
Go ahead, Pastor.
And many times you don't have the peace because you haven't found the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like the law. You've been taught by these jackleg preachers. The law has been destroyed, but that's destroying God's word.
Yes, Pastor.
In those times.
Mm-hmm. There was no peace to him that went out.
What?
Nor to him that came in.
What?
But great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the country.
And I have no doubt, because you don't know the Lord, great vexation is upon
yes.
so many churchgoers.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't understand it. But what?
And nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city.
What?
For God did vex them with all adversity.
God is the one that vexed with all his adversity.
Yes.
Because of the associates, who you're mm-hmm. associating with, and
yes.
because you don't know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But what?
Be ye strong, therefore.
Be strong, therefore.
And let not your hands be weak.
What?
For your work shall be rewarded.
There is a work to prepare your heart to
yes.
see God. What?
Yes. And when Asa heard these words.
Asa, the king, heard the words.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And the prophecy of Oded, the prophet. He took courage.
What?
And put away the abominable idols out of
that's
the land.
That's why so many cannot find the Lord. They won't put away all these gods.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is before God.
Mm-hmm.
Even the so-called worship services they go to.
Mm-hmm.
If Chuck E. Cheese come up, they're going to forsake that church.
Mm-hmm. All right, Pastor.
Birthdays. Holidays, they're gone. And they're not living according to what God is calling for. Coming out from among these and separating yourself from these
right.
people.
All right.
From those that don't know the Lord.
Yes.
Read.
and put away the abominable idols out of the land of Judah and Benjamin.
What?
And out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim.
What?
And renew the altar of the Lord.
So many that say and felt they knew the Lord mm-hmm. need to renew mm-hmm. the altar.
Yes.
Renew their vows to God.
Yes.
And seek him. That means you have to admit that you don't know the Lord.
Yes, Pastor.
Because the scripture says, he that say I knoweth him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar.
That's right.
And the scripture also says, hereby we know that we do know him if we keep his commandments.
Yes.
That's the definition. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 19 and 1.
All right.
Second Chronicles 19 and 1.
Yes,
that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't go to sleep on me now. Let's stay with me. I know you all hearing this in the daytime, but don't go to sleep.
No,
that devil will come try to put you to sleep when
right.
God's word come forth.
Right,
what it says, 19 and 1.
Yes, Pastor. And Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah,
what?
Returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem.
Jehoshaphat was fighting with Ahab, mm-hmm. king of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And he aligned himself with somebody that wasn't doing nothing.
Yes.
What? And Jehu,
the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat,
what?
Shouldest thou help the ungodly?
Because Ahab was ungodly. So many of these churchgoers, all they do is go to these churches, but they hang out with the ungodly, mm-hmm. and mainly the ungodly is those that they go to church with.
Right.
So everybody go their own separate ways. Don't know what holiness is.
Right,
Baptist, Methodist, all this mess. This is ungodly. Don't mean to make you holy.
Yes,
if you ain't holy, you're ungodly.
All right,
what?
And love them that hate the Lord.
Love them that hate the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord.
That's why you're vexed. That's why so many problems come. That's why they're shooting up the churches. Everything happening.
Right, Pastor.
Because it's coming from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But what?
Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee.
He let Jehoshaphat know there's good things found in thee, Jehoshaphat.
Yes.
He meant well, but he aligned himself with the wrong people.
Yes.
And so many churchgoers, they mean well, but they align themselves with grandpa
right.
and these people that don't know God and
right.
align themselves with traditions and get in trouble.
Yes, Pastor.
What?
In that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land.
One thing Jehoshaphat did, he took away the groves.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. If you want to see God get rid of all these holidays and high days and all of this, these things that are nothing but gods, find out what these gods are. You need to find out what is your problem
yes.
that's hindering you from finding the Lord.
Yes,
many
Pastor.
Think they know him, but the scripture says you don't.
Yes.
Groves out of the land.
And,
what?
And has prepared thine heart to seek God.
You cannot seek God until you prepare your heart by getting rid of things.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor. Yes.
Let's go to Matthew 10 and 1.
Beautiful,
that beautiful?
Pastor, yes.
You have to get rid of things in order to see God.
Yes.
You gotta, that's how you prepare your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think you're going to see God through a bunch of junk. You're not going to see God yet going to that same old dried up church. Don't know God. No, it's not going to happen. You're not going to see God through old doctrine.
All right, Pastor.
That's not according to scripture.
Right.
You got to go according to what's written.
Mm-hmm.
What am I saying? If you're going to a church on Sunday, you don't know God because that's not of God.
That's right. That's right.
You're going to a church that's a lie and they're going to tell you lies.
That's right, Pastor.
But what did God do? Matthew 10 and 1.
And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples,
what?
He gave them power against unclean spirits.
So unclean spirits are anything that make a lie.
Mm-hmm.
We got power against unclean spirits.
Beautiful.
That devil is of a lie. And Sunday is of a lie. We're against that because
right.
it's not
yes,
what God is calling
that's
for.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you have to get rid of this mess.
Yes.
Say, I'm not going to church on Sunday. Sunday's not right. That's the beginning of starting to see what God is calling
right.
for.
Right.
What did he say?
Against unclean spirits.
What?
To cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner
because
of
because the church world is full of all manner of diseases mm-hmm. and sickness
yes, it is.
Because of the lies and the tradition's been handed down.
That's right.
Now, let's go to St. John 1 and 1.
All right, beautiful, Pastor.
Now, this is how you prepare your heart to seek the Lord. You go and start from the beginning.
Beautiful.
You got to have power to come out from amongst all this mess.
Mm-hmm. Isn't
that beautiful?
Yes.
You need more help, come and call us and get with it. We'll help you come out of that stuff.
All right, Pastor.
We'll walk you through it.
Go ahead.
St. John 1 and 1.
In the beginning was the Word.
That's basic.
All right.
In the beginning was the Word. What?
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
What?
The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
So we know the Word is God. And the scripture says, brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you've heard from the beginning. The old commandment is the Word. That's basic. If you can see that, we can go further.
All right,
isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read the 11th verse. What does it say?
He came unto his own, and his own received
him. They didn't receive him because they didn't know he was the Word. They didn't know the prophets they killed were of the Word, was of God. And if they did, they didn't receive him, so they couldn't go any further.
All right.
What?
But as many as received
But him, as many as received him, what?
To them gave he power.
Now that's how they had power. These disciples he chose had power because they had the Word.
Yes. Right.
They had Jesus.
Yes.
And you got power today if you receive his Word. His Word is the 10 precepts. That's how you begin to see God. Say, I'm going to keep the 10 precepts.
Yes.
I just need to figure out what it is. What is a God? Well, we're going to tell you about that.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
To them gave he power to become the sons of God.
What?
Even to them that believe on his name.
What?
Which were born not of blood.
These were born not of blood. It's not about relative.
All right.
What?
Nor of the will of the flesh.
These were not born because it was your best friend or because, well, my brother came up under this preacher. I'm coming up under him too. What?
Nor of the will of man.
Oh, you know what? I just feel like I need to do this.
All right.
But what?
But of God.
They were born of God.
Beautiful.
Now, if you're born of God, what did 1 John 3 and 9 say?
Right,
let's see what the scriptures
yes.
say. So you'll know who you are. Because
mm-hmm.
you got to start from the beginning. Because if you've really been born of God, you should have the fruit
right.
that you've been born of God.
Yes.
And this is going to tell you.
All right.
And you've got to believe God's word above these preachers and traditions. Because it's God you're seeking honor from. 3 and 9.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8255. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.